Thank you for calling Protopak Corporation. If you
Good afternoon, Protopak.
John.
Yeah.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm fine, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Sorry for the delay. I wanted to make sure that I didn't have, you know, one last ditch option for this deal, but I just don't. I had two options on the table when the underwriters did their due diligence and realized that he's essentially a home-based business. You know, I reached out to him to make sure that was the fact, and at this point, he doesn't even have a building to put the machine in. And so, you know, that's a big deal to the underwriters. I mean, you know, it's basically a startup business. He's going from, you know, kind of brokering and selling, you know, the product off to actually packaging it himself. I mean, basically changing his whole business model, you know?
Sure. Yeah, look, I figured there was issues when I didn't hear from him. I mean, I knew these, you know, but, well, you know, I don't know why people jerk you around so long, you know. They should tell you straight up, you know, why would they tell us they had financing in place and stuff like that? I just don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I had no idea until, you know, yesterday, you know, and I talked to his accountant and I talked to him and it was, you know, I was constantly reassured that this is nothing new. This is nothing big. This is just a new machine and he was already doing this. And obviously it's not the case. You know, he's in the business, you know, but he's not packaging himself. You know, he's not distributing himself. He's not, you know, he doesn't have any contracts. He doesn't have, I mean, none of that stuff is in place. And so, I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows if he was really even serious about buying the machine? You know, I don't know that he can even afford the machine as things are right now. So, you know, I don't know.
Yep.
I think he maybe was jerking both of us around.
Yeah, I think you're right. No question about it. Well, look, I appreciate your effort. I mean, did you ask him about put more money down? I guess isn't going to cut it, right?
It's not. I mean, he was willing to put, you know, more money down, and we were, you know, really close. I mean, I really think I had the underwriter sold on it on all three loans. You know, we had the software one already approved, and then we had 75 approved, and I was on the verge of getting the 100 and done deal, and you know, they realized, you know, they went, they looked up the address and just kind of started doing their due diligence, knowing that that was the last step, and, you know, realized that, you know, the business location was actually a home. And sometimes people will list that as their business address, but there may be another location, two or three other locations. You know, so I reached out to him and he said, no, I work from home. But, you know, once I have this machine, I plan to go out and get a lease and get a building and, you know, just realize that he really hasn't put much into this at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, I'm not surprised. I figured something was going crazy and goofy. I mean, yeah, I'm just sorry he wasted everybody's time, you know, that's all.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll have to live to fight another day, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not fun, but, you know, it comes with the territory, hopefully, of more that go than don't go. That's the name of the game. How's everything else going? You staying busy? Did Barry ever sign off?
We're changing his pouch design a little bit, so we got to retool the machine, so, you know, it's going to be a little bit...
Wow.
Yeah, nothing's ever easy, so... Crazy.
Does that mean everybody's got to make another trip? I mean, I know you go pretty regularly, but does that mean you have to schedule to go all the way back with him as well?
What I'm going to do is make it to the FAT here now, ship the machine to me here in Garfield, and just clean it, you know, do what I got to do at this location rather than jump around.
Well, I mean, does it look like he's got money, or did you want to get cash before you do that? Or
I think he's going to need money. As far as, you know, I believe that's the case anyway.
So obviously, you know, to minimize your risk, we can get you pre-funded before that happens. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I haven't been able to get much, you know, I don't want to say cooperation, but, you know, obviously his main priority is the machine being right. But
he's got other things going on. He's missing marketing deadlines and stuff like that. So, you know, quite frankly, he's, you know, last time I talked to him, he was talking to me about moving to Washington and selling the business. You know, so I don't know. See what the hell's going on. Yeah.
Well, you may have a machine here to sell to somebody else then.
No, he's going to take this machine because it's going into a facility in Ohio.
Right.
He's not going to actually do the work there. I guess it's too expensive. Can't, you know, labor and all that nonsense. Regulations.
Well, I think Procter & Gamble, too, I think is what he's using this for one of their products. It's like right down the street from this Ohio location.
Exactly correct, yep. And he's doing some other stuff there. You know, so this isn't the first one, so... He knows the people pretty well. I think it's going to work out all right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, do you think
I should reach out
to him or just sit tight?
No, I would sit tight for the moment. You know.
Okay.
Honestly, we've been bugging him and putting. I think we'll be. Once I have the machine here, I'm going to be in control of things, and it'll go much faster. I think, rather than flying around all over.
Sure.
It just was not productive.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But look, let me reach out to Chris, tell him the good news, and see what happens and see what these guys want to do. But, you know, I'm sorry you wasted all that time.
It is what it is, you know. I know that wasn't, I mean, it's not obviously on your side. I mean, don't apologize. That's what, you know, it's kind of what we do, unfortunately. You know, not every lead works out.
Not everybody tells you the truth and nothing but the truth.
I'm dealing with three of them right now that are, I mean, pretty bad. I mean, I had a one that, you know, I'd worked on for about a month, got all the way to the funding process, and when they did the verbal release of funds, basically the welcome call, this woman, I guess she started getting concerned about stuff she didn't disclose to me, and all of a sudden it was, you know, I've got this giant lawsuit, American Express is suing me. You know, I owe them $170,000, and, you know, all of a sudden all this stuff comes out. I'm like, are you serious? Like, why didn't you tell me this? Because obviously, you know, nobody's going to be able to lend to you when you're in a lawsuit with, you know, not necessarily another bank, but a credit card company that's pretty well known. That's a big problem.
You think?
And they killed the whole thing after, you know, a month and a half of work. It's like... Why? Like, why would you do this? And then, of course, she's mad at me. I'm like, you know, I could have worked this out. You know, we could have got the proper paperwork in place. You know, we could have made everybody comfortable with this. But, you know, when you don't disclose this until the last minute, it scares people.
Sure.
And, you know, blew the whole thing up. And same, it's like, you know, it's just like, why? Why can't we just have an honest conversation? You know, I can do so much more for you if you just tell me what's going on.
You're going to find out eventually anyway, you know? I mean,
what
do these people think that they can brush all this stuff away and no one's going to know? I mean, I don't get that either, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's exactly what they think, you know?
No one's going to find out.
No one's going to find out. And then, you know, the gentleman that referred them to me, you know, he's kind of upset. And I'm saying, you know, I get it, you know, but they didn't tell you this either. And, you know... The business reports that they pull, you know, towards the end, you know, they didn't even pull here because they're $250 a piece, but typically they would. They just wait till the end because until contracts are signed and everything else, they're not going to go out and spend that $700 or $800 to do so.
Sure.
But, you know, realistically, they were probably only a couple weeks away from that showing up on the business, you know, credit report anyways.
Nope.
So, I don't know.
Well, I guess if it was easy, anybody would do it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, these guys from HR Pharmaceutical, you know, they were supposed to close theoretically on Friday. I have my doubts about them, too. I don't know. So if they don't, maybe they'll come out. But I guess if they can't close with their bank, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on there. I got them hanging in the breeze, too. It's been going on for months and months, since June, with these guys. So,
wow.
I got a few, like you, you know, I got a few crazy people, you know. some I've been working on for 10, 12 months. It's just crazy.
Wow.
Waste a lot of time, you know?
Yeah, people, exactly.
You know, they don't have I got a company called Fun Treats down in Cleveland, Tennessee. And without exaggeration, the guy was calling me a couple times a day for about 4 or 5 weeks, you know, can you get me this information? Can you get me that information? What kind of film do I have to use? What's the structure? You know, where can I buy it from? You know, how big is it? You know, what kind of slip? You know, all this stuff, you know. And then finally I got to the point, and he's telling me, well, we're looking at a Spanish machine that's $100,000 less. And I said, you know what? Yeah. I said, I know the company. I said, I never like to talk badly about my competitors, but it's, you know, it's not the same quality as apples and oranges. And I said, but, you know, not for nothing. I said, I spent all this. Companies would have, they would have had to hire a consultant to give you the information that I provided you and all the details. And it probably cost you tens of thousands of dollars to hire a consultant to do all this work that I did for you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, you know, hemming and hawing and stuff. But it's true, like you know, you waste, time is money. You waste a lot of time chasing these things that don't materialize, and people don't have a clue. They just don't really care. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure you run into it every day.
Absolutely, and I've had that conversation with them too. You know, it's very rare, that the companies I deal with are willing to put that much time in without getting something from their client. You know, every once in a while they'll talk about how they do bids for free and stuff like that. I said, but we're, you know, a lot of times we're doing half the project as well. You know, and then stuff happens, and so yeah. Well, sorry to hear you're having kind of a rough go of it these days.
Yeah, well,
kind of a funky time.
Summer was pretty close. I don't know. I think like I don't know. I really don't know what people are waiting for. I really don't. There seems to be a lot of just, you know, people sitting on their feet, you know, hands, and you know, not doing anything. And maybe at some point it'll all break loose. I don't know.
The
gates will open. But, we'll see.
End of the year. I mean, I keep waiting. I keep thinking, you know, that's going to happen any moment. You know, with the tax needs and things like that. But it's been weird. Like, you know, our June, let's see, yeah, June we broke record numbers, you know, for our bank. In July, we were pretty much right there. And usually, June, July, August are the slowest months of the year in our industry. There's just too much else going on. You know, family vacations. You know, companies just don't tend to take on big projects. Or I shouldn't say big. I mean, small to medium-sized companies is what we deal with. You know, the business owners typically want to spend some family time and try not to, you know, crowd themselves, you know, during summer or whatever. I guess that's my impression. That's what I think it goes on. But and then towards the end of the year, it gets really busy. These kids go back into school, and it gets busy and ramps up for the end of the year and tax reasons. But for whatever reason, June and July were really good, and the last couple of months have just kind of strange. You know, we get really busy for a couple of weeks, and a week gets really quiet. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a presidential race. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
something is just a little off.
Some of the stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if we knew that, we'd have different jobs. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They're paying us big salaries for all our consulting work or something. Who knows?
That's right.
Well,
all right.
Let me pass the word along to Chris and see what they... I don't think that they really do at this point. It is what it is. You know, like you say, there's not much to... No way to salvage this one, I don't think.
I don't think so. I mean, the only thing that, you know, is a possibility is, you know, and I don't know if you know anybody or if you're able to get your hands on, you know, a used machine maybe, but, you know, I could probably find a way to finagle $75,000 for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that would be the max.
Well, unless they can write a check for it, I think we're wasting our time. So.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll reach out, see what they say.
All righty.
You know, things change, but I appreciate your efforts. Have a drink on me, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Be well.
You too.